Iran's foreign minister has described three rounds of nuclear negotiations with the US as positive, but says greater effort has to be made toward a final deal.
We are seeking to end a deadlock that is based on illogical frameworks and reach what we agreed on in Geneva. We held good negotiations.
Zarif says Washington needs to make a political decision to help break the current stalemate. He's urged serious lower-level talks. The Iranian negotiating team has been in talks with the P5 plus one group since the 2nd of July to draft a comprehensive nuclear agreement. Meanwhile, Kerry says tangible progress was made during the talks, but he says Iran is strong in its position. Kerry is now to fly back to Washington for consultations with President Barack Obama and the Congress.
There has been tangible progress on key issues, and we had extensive conversations in which we moved on certain things. However, there are also very real gaps on other key issues.
Serena Shim is our correspondent with us live from Vienna. Let's get all the latest updates from her. So, Serena, quickly, if you can, tell us what the situation is looking like.
Well, as we already discussed earlier, there was a press briefing given by the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. He gave the briefing right before he was supposed to go off to Washington and talk to U.S. President Barack Obama about some of the negotiations that took place and try to get some type of a settlement before the July 20th deadline. Now, directly after that press conference, we were rushed to the hotel where the negotiations were taking place, where there was then a press briefing by Iran's Foreign Minister, Mohammad Zarif. At that briefing, he said basically the same thing as Secretary of State, as his American counterpart did, that negotiations are positive and that this trust issue has basically been put aside and that now they're moving towards, you know, really hammering out their differences and seeing where the problems lie and how they can fix them. He says that he believes in solutions and not positions, and that they are working on getting to solutions together. Another important key factor that the Iranian foreign minister brought up was the issue of saying that he thinks that a deal could be, that he's positive that a deal could be reached by July 20th. But he also did say, giving us some type of indication that there is going to be an extension to the deadline, that his negotiating team said that if they were to go into overtime, basically, that it might be good for the talks. And that it really doesn't matter, that July 20th is not their deadline, that they still really have till November 23rd. But he assured the press that every day there's going to be some type of briefing or a conference, so the talks are not dead right now. He's going to keep that going until the 20th. And then on the 20th, we'll know that day exactly what's going to happen, if they're going to go forward or if there's going to be an extension or not. But the atmosphere is quite positive, and one of the things that the Iranian foreign minister said was that gigantic steps have been made, and the question was, what are those steps? And he said, we're listening to each other. Previously, we were not listening to each other. Now we're actually able to sit down at the negotiation table and see what everyone's ideas are. And then earlier, the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, said that if any type of an agreement was reached or if they get any breakthroughs or headway, that he could come back very, very quickly. But I want to mention a really important thing that was also mentioned by the Iranian foreign minister. He said that the reason that you cannot forget that the reason that Iran enriched uranium to 20% is because they were shut out by international markets, and that these markets are what forced them to do that, to rely on themselves, basically, and be able to stand on their feet. One thing that he did say is that you can't start history in the middle of history, that these things are that have already happened, and this is the reason why they did happen, because they were basically isolated and pushed out, but that he is 100% willing to show that Iran's intentions have always been purely peaceful, that they had never had any indication of making any type of weapons, and that they still don't. So there's been a lot of incentives put forth. The atmosphere is generally positive. No, analysts don't believe that they're going to make the deadline, but all in all, it seems like there is a lot of progress being made.